there's five different pictures with different color, different sayings, and on the back of those business cards is the 45-second presentation. So at that point, I hand Jeffrey the business card and have him read the 45-second presentation. We call it the 45-second presentation because it takes 45 seconds to say it in a normal speech pattern. However, it only takes 30 seconds to read. How can a person ever tell you they don't have time for the business when your initial presentation to them doesn't take even a minute, account and reading the presentation? So he reads the 45-second presentation, ends up with, if you're interested, I'll get you some information. At that point, we loan him the 45-second presentation book and have him read the first four chapters. Never tell someone to read the book. Goes on the shelf. They get to it in due time. Tell them to read the first four napkin presentations, first four chapters. It's a psychological ploy because they look at it and say, hey, I could do that in 5-10 minutes. They get into it. Most people will finish the book right then. Okay, now what happens when they read the book, now they will understand network marketing. And then, of course, we coined the phrase that once they understand it, now they know how to drive. And from that point forward, the book is step number two, the card step number one. Step number three is going to your vehicle. And there's several ways to do that. You can get together and decide with your company what the best way to handle it is. But most companies now have a website. So yeah. Anyway, you just from that point, you send them to the website and tell them to check out the website and get back to you, and you'll take care of their question. Now, no, you didn't say you'd answer their question. You're going to take care of them. How can you answer them if you just got started, you don't know anything? So when the person goes through the website, call you back, you get your sponsor on the phone and say, you know, hey, I've got my sponsor on the phone, and he's going to answer these questions for you. And when he does, I get to listen in, and this is how I learn. I mean, that's the whole business, folks. I mean, beyond that, you're talking too much. One of the secrets to the system is we teach our people not to talk, because the more you talk, the more people think they don't have time to do the business, and the more you talk, the more they're thinking they can't do the business. You sit down with someone on initial presentations and show them all this stuff, you're going to blow their mind. They're going to think they have to learn all that stuff.
They do, believe me.
And
exactly what they do.
If you hand someone a business card and it has the name of your company on it, or you're a pin or a badge or something that alludes to your company, and they say, what's that? I'll guarantee you, as soon as you mention one product to that person, they think you're trying to sell them. Or they think you're going to try to get them to sell it for you. So we don't want to go there. Let me tell you a quick story. We use this in the seminar. It kind of really brings this out. It's a good example. We were in Copenhagen, Denmark, driving up the coast to Helsingborg, Denmark, to take the 20-minute ferry crossing over to Helsingborg, Sweden. And on the way up the coast, I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing tens of thousands of sailboats in the marinas. Now, we get up there, we get on the ferry boat, Nancy and I go up to the top deck. This is on a work day. It's on a Friday. We're looking out over the water. We do not see one sailboat, not one. Well, the reason is because they're all in the marinas, and they're all in the marinas because the people are all on their jobs. See, I know what they care about. They care about getting their sailboat out on the water, and with the system, we can show them how to do that, because once they know how to drive, they're going to need a vehicle, and this just happens to be the vehicle. Now it's a matter of showing them what they need to order each month to meet the requirement. That's like putting fuel in the vehicle. You never get people saying products are too expensive, because once you need a vehicle, every business has an overhead, and your monthly purchase is your overhead for your business, which you can write off. I mean, you look around your neighborhood and look at all the businesses. How many businesses have $100, $150 a month overhead, and do they get some of the products for their monthly overhead?
Yeah, I think most businesses have many thousands of dollars overhead.
Yeah, and another thing you don't get is you don't get these people that got to try the products first to see if they're going to have an experience with them. Because let me tell you something, once that person wants something and they've read the book and they know how to drive, they're so excited about the possibility that they could have a better life, they will love the products before they try them. I'm sure there's a psychological thing here because they want to like them. You don't get these people when you hit them on the products first. Oh, I got to try it for 30 days. And what if in 30 days they say, well, I tried your product. I didn't notice anything. Does that mean they can't build a business? Because that's not what we're talking about. They don't have to like the product. I mean, you know, the product's got to be good, and you got to believe, you know, your product's good, and you have a good quality company, which you do.
Well, that was a great explanation, Don. Thank you. I just got an email from Fran Cordulet, and her question is, a lot of people would like to work with me in my business. My friends, my family are long distance. How do I get the materials back if they're not interested? Is this where the learning the napkin presentations come in?
Well, first of all, as far as the napkin presentation, which is in the book, you know, that's the major part of the book, the 45-second presentation, so they can understand network marketing. And note that it is a warm market approach. We are dealing with friends, and that we don't give them the book. We loan them the book. And if they don't come in the business, then, of course, you can get the book back. Now, of course, if you're looking at a distance, then maybe they aren't going to send it back, but maybe you could get them to pass it along to a friend or so forth. Basically, it's a, you know, you're going to lose some books. If you were to go down to a shopping mall and grab 100 people walking by and ask them if they knew anybody like to travel, go on holiday, show them the card, loan them a book, you know, you go through 100 books, you wouldn't get anything. You've got to make the connection first, and you should be able to get the majority of your books back with your friends. We tell people that by them reading the book is no guarantee that they're actually going to do the business. Where the guarantee is that you haven't spent 3 or 4 hours of your time explaining network marketing so they could understand it. So you're going to lose some books along the way. Just look at that as a cost of doing business. But picture this. Once you have 5 or 6 people who really understand the system,